Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 23. In verse 18, we read, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." In chapter 1, verse 19 through 32, the Apostle Paul brings the Gentile world into court, as it were, and uses the knowledge of God revealed in creation to show that they are without excuse. And then when we come to chapter 2, verse 1, to chapter 3, verse 9, the Apostle Paul brings the Jewish people into court, and he uses the law of God as evidence of the true and living God and how they are without excuse because they possessed God's law. So whether it's the Gentile with the knowledge of God through creation, or whether it's the Jew with the knowledge of God through the written scriptures, all are without excuse and all are under sin. One of the things you might notice when you read the book of Acts, when Paul is going around heralding the good news, when he deals with the Jewish people, he quotes the scriptures, and when he deals with the Gentiles, he appeals to the knowledge of God in creation, and Paul does that here in Romans chapter 1 and 2. Now, Paul is being a good doctor. He is showing man's need before he gives the cure here in Romans 1:18 to 3:20. A doctor tells you, first of all, what your problem is, and then he shows you what the cure is, and this is what Paul is doing in these verses in Romans. Now, in verse 19 and 20, we read this, "Because," and this goes back to verse 18, how men hold the truth in unrighteousness, "because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So creation was evidence enough. When Noah stepped off the ark, he told his sons knew, and they passed on to their children. And so the knowledge of God was rampant in the early days. Just read the book of Job, for instance, one of the earliest books of Scripture. The knowledge of God was definitely well known all throughout the world at the time. So what happened is men knew God, but they willingly rejected him. And that's what the Tower of Babel was, a rejection of the living God. And notice it says the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You cannot see God. God is invisible. But he is clearly seen by his works. You and I cannot see the Ford Motor Company, the manufacturer. But when we see the car, it's evidence that it exists. We don't have to go and see the Ford manufacturing plant to prove that there is a creator of the Ford automobile or any other manufactured item for that matter. It's evidence enough, and so is creation evidence that there is a God and he's the creator. Now notice what else it says. It says being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So creation says that we have a powerful God and that he exists. The term Godhead, if you look in the Noah Webster Dictionary, it means Godhood, the state of being God. Creation says there is a God, and he exists, and man is without excuse. And then he goes on, verse 21 and 22, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Verse 21 tells us that the problem with man is that they knew God. When did they know God? They knew him from Noah onward. And when they knew God, they didn't, first of all, glorify him as God. In other words, they didn't recognize God as the author, the creator, the source of all things. They did not recognize and glorify God as the one true and living God, and nor did they thank him. The Apostle Paul in Acts 14 speaks of how God gives everyone their food and fills their hearts with gladness and fruitful seasons. And yet men, when they every day breathe God's air, eat God's food, they refuse to thank him. And this is the problem with mankind. Number one, not giving God the glory as God, nor thanking him. Instead, they turn to a false idea of God, and we'll have to get into that tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you later.